You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
South Africa could be missing out on the digital financial boom. The finance minister, Enoch Godongwana, has doubled down on his stance that collective investment schemes should not be allowed to invest in crypto assets. He cites risk and investor protection, but global markets, it seems, are moving the other way. And platforms like Luno say the restrictions are holding South Africa back. Well, let's discuss this a little further. I'm in conversation now with Marius Reitz, who's General Manager for Africa and Europe at Luno. Marius, a warm welcome. And why then do you think the minister's comments are a setback for South Africa?
Hi, Jeremy. Firstly, I think, as you've said in your introduction, currently crypto assets like Bitcoin is not permitted as an underlying investment asset in collective investment scheme products, so that like exchange-traded funds, unit trusts, etc. And the implications of that is that investors, retail and institutional investors, are then left with no choice but to rather invest their capital in US-based listed funds. And this has various implications for us. Firstly, those investors now need to utilize their offshore investment allowances. Many investors are already at their maximum offshore limits. It's withholding the local crypto industry from growth. It's withholding the economy from job creation, but also from innovation, much needed innovation. And there's also high tax opportunity costs for the country. So I think that the bottom line is that, Jeremy, there is a clear demand. Retail institutional investors want to gain Bitcoin exposure. This demand is clear and it's established, and Bitcoin is no longer a fringe asset. And we can go through all the Bitcoin growth and adoption metrics as well. But the bottom line is it's a $2.3 trillion asset. And it's in the top 10 global assets according to market capitalization. It offers returns that cannot be compared to the traditional markets. Yes, it also offers a degree of risk. And the demand is clear. We've seen almost $165 billion of investment flowing into US-based exchange-traded funds. And many of that, you know, could have been invested in emerging markets like South Africa.
And Marius, it's that degree of risk, as you call it, that is obviously worrying the finance minister.
No, absolutely. It's still a new asset class. It's been around for, let's say 17 or so years. But we've also made tremendous progress over the last couple of years, Jeremy. I think just if you consider locally, the progress on the regulatory front, the Financial Intelligence Center, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, those are all now have stepped in as regulators of the industry. Crypto assets are classified as financial products alongside many other types of financial products. The industry is regulated, and there are many very sophisticated and leading firms that are leading firms globally, locally in South Africa. If you look at some of the risks, yes, price volatility, it has subsided. But we're really talking about a small allocation, Jeremy, a 1-3 or 1-5% allocation. And, there is still that need to be responsible in that. So 1-3 or 1-5% allocation, we think, is the responsible thing to do. We'll send a strong signal to the private sector, to asset managers. Many of the country's largest asset managers want to offer Bitcoin-backed products to their clients, but cannot do so at this moment. And that stifles growth.
Marius, is the minister wrong then when he warns against, and I quote, unsophisticated investors being exposed?
Look, Jeremy, investors will invest in anything, right? It's not possible to control what investors will invest in. But our belief is that if you offer investors a regulated crypto product that's traded on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, that actually does a lot from an investor protection perspective. Investors will find ways to gain exposure either directly through a crypto investment app, or they will invest offshore, or they will find other means to gain crypto exposure. In effect, what you're doing is you're also pushing the market underground to some extent. So we think that publicly listed or traded crypto-backed investment product will actually bring the market to the front. It will make it safer for investors because you will have the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, for example, to also provide that degree of oversight around the issuers of those products.
So what clarity then do you want to see from the central bank's upcoming framework in that respect?
Yeah, Jeremy, I think it's quite simple. I think we want the finance minister and national treasury to have an open mind. We want them to consider including crypto assets in Board Notice 90. Board Notice 90 stipulates the type of investments that may be included in portfolios of collective investment schemes, so ETFs and unit trusts. And we don't want them to just blindly exclude crypto assets from the becoming amendments to Board Notice 90. We think that will be a positive move. It will enable the industry and the crypto industry, but also the traditional asset management industry, asset managers, to also enter the debate and start having healthy conversations around allowing crypto assets or a small single percentage allocation to crypto assets in these products.
Talking about healthy conversations, what overtures then is your organization either making to the central bank or to the finance minister?
Yeah, Jeremy, we are the cryptocurrency pioneers in South Africa, having been in the market since 2013. We have played various roles, engaging with the regulators, the SA Reserve Bank, the FSCA, over the last number of years. We are actively engaging National Treasury around very important regulatory building blocks that also need to be put in place. For example, currently it's still unclear whether crypto assets are deemed as an onshore asset, whether it can exist onshore, or whether it's viewed as an onshore asset. And that also has implications for institutions. So we're engaging with the Reserve Bank on that point. We feel very strongly that crypto assets should be classified as an onshore asset, meaning when investors, retail and institutional investors, invest in crypto assets, that they do not utilize any foreign exchange allowances. And that will also then give the asset management fraternity that comfort to start building products and offering products that track the price of crypto assets like Bitcoin to their client bases.
Marius Reitz, thank you very much indeed.